is up, guys and girls, and welcome to episode 26 of the Football Manager Creators Show. We have with us today Super Swan, as per.
What's going on, guys?
And back once again for the Renegade Master, we have Parkera.
You all right? How are we going?
I don't know why I did that, but it's done now.
No, I don't know where Renegade Master come from. Okay.
He is the Renegade Master.
Ah, oh, probably off the top of my face. I can't remember it. It's there.
Have you heard the song, Swan?
Yeah, I know the song I'm about.
Yeah. Okay.
So yeah, I was absent last week. I had I went on the road up back to Auckland because good old New Zealand, we're pretty much out of this COVID BS. Yeah. So it was the first chance in 5 months I've been able to get on the road and go and spend the weekend with my daughter and mum. So I took the chance.
That's good just, stuff. And that's class. Everything good?
Yeah, brilliant.
Whilst you were doing that, I was getting owned in the quiz by Kylax Plays or Darren last week.
I listened back.
Well, I see that. I went down to the last question.
It
right?
did.
So I was all right.
No, but you did get owned. You did get owned all the way through, and then you came back right at the end, and I thought it was going to FM me.
Well, you know.
It's in the cards. It's in the box. Lead. Yeah. So, pod information. We're now on a 72 average audience, which is a lot better than last week and the recent week. So maybe it's because we're coming out the other end of the lockdown. We are now listened to in 23 countries.
The big 2-3.
We want Andorra. We want Liechtenstein.
We do.
We want Tahiti. We want everywhere.
We want the smallest of the smallest countries.
And, we want the Cayman Islands.
Yeah. Don't give them free shout-outs. Wait till they've got listeners first.
Okay.
We'll even accept Aussies. Oh, Aussies.
We love the Aussies.
Oh, yeah. Big up to my Aussie brethren.
Yeah, they're right, eh?
Yeah, they're all right, I guess.
As a Kiwi, I can't say big up to the Aussies.
Non-biased at all. Yeah, non-biased.
Yeah, New Zealand, Australia, it's a bit like England, France, or, you know, Scotland, England, Wales, England. You know, that lovely relationship.
Probably more like Scotland than England. Probably Wales. Is it North Wales? No, South. Yeah, no, who is it that don't really like the English? Is it North Wales or South Wales?
I'm not where's really it, fussed,
where's
to be
it
honest.
More, where's it more prevalent?
I'd say South Wales more than North Wales, personally.
Yeah, possibly, because, to be fair, North Wales, I find that North Wales and North England seem to get on really fucking well.
Like you said,
you're a Liverpool fan. Most Northern Welsh people support Liverpool and stuff like that. I say most, I don't know. There's no stats that I've read or anything. I'm just throwing it out there. I know a lot of Welsh Liverpool fans.
We haven't polled like the whole of North Wales, like to see who they support. We haven't got the resources to do that.
Yeah.
Need to do a new census. Add it to the next census.
If you live in North Wales, which team do you support?
Yeah. Actually, do you know what? We've got you, Super Swan. So your job for next Sunday is to knock on every door in North Wales and ask what football team they support.
Hey, I'm not breaching lockdown rules. I'm staying in my house.
That's a cop-out excuse. A good one, but a cop-out excuse.
I am sticking to my excuse.
It'll be easier to count, though, because they're all at home.
Yeah, you know they're all at home. You know they're all indoors. So
just get a phone book and Google them up.
Yeah. It's like, hello, is Super Swan, who do you support?
Is that a thing now? Can you still get a phone book?
We still get them now and again, and like they just go straight back into the rubbish.
I remember we used to get them, but I don't think they do them anymore. I think when the phones come out, because no one was extra directory really, phone book was absolutely massive. And then the last one I got, which was quite a few years ago now through my door, it was quite thin. So I think like the majority of people who even still have house phones are on extra directory now.
Yeah, Mum's the only one over here that I know who's like, you know, who's still got a landline, as we call it here. I mean, this day and age is all mobiles, isn't it?
Yeah. That's it. And that's the thing. You don't really need a house phone now because everyone. I mean, we've got no house phone, but we've got like six phones in our house.
The only reason I have my landline is for my broadband, and even then I'm on fibre, so I technically don't need it. But we still have to have it.
No, you don't need it. Well, I've got a landline installed because I've got like broadband as well, but I don't have a phone attached to it.
Yeah, I think my landline's plugged in. I never answer it though, because everyone who wants to get hold of me just gets through to my mobile.
And plus, if they can't get through your mobile, they obviously want the money off you.
Exactly. Every time, is my landline? Wants something from me.
Exactly. I used to have a landline years ago, and only phone calls I ever got was my mum. Okay, we'll accept that. But generally, the rest were just salesmen.
Salesmen only you really use landline because it's cheaper and they don't want to lose money by ringing mobiles. And your mum is of old school, and they always try and use landlines because it's cheaper.
Hey, my mum's ahead of the curve, lock. She FaceTimes me from Spain. She's loving life.
Oh, awesome. Good on her.
We've got 1,959 total plays so far. So with the 72 average audience listeners, we should break 2,000 after this episode.
So next week could be the 2,000 listener special.
That's definitely going to be a thing that we're not going to do. Right.
We'll forget by then. We'll have slept by then. It's fine.
So we're going to be in the 2000 club, which I'm pretty sure is a thing. And if it's not, we'll make it a thing.
Oh, 100%.
And if we're the first people in the 2000 club, then so be it.
We'll get on our level then, innit?
Yeah. Yeah, you need to be down with the pods.
Yep. Down with the 2K crew.
Yeah.
The podcast post.
Let's stop taking the mic and having a joke, because we're going to talk about something quite serious today.
You're going to update the saves first, or go straight into it?
And I just want to point out that we're going to try not to use that club's name. So we're going to call them Manchester Reds, okay? We don't want any lawsuits coming against us. So any time that you've got on your notes that club's name, Manchester Reds, please, okay?
It's like Pez all over again, this is.
It is like Pez all over again.
It's like going back into the 90s with fake names.
Yeah. Was it USM 98 where you had like the likes of Eric Cartonar and
Manager used to do that, didn't it? The first one or two CMs.
Well, the first one didn't have any real players, did it?
No, it just had like one or two different letters to form a slightly different name.
Yeah.
Was that your landline going off there, Juan? Is that someone asking for your money?
Well, probably.
I just heard a little... I thought it was a landline. I thought, that's really weird.
Yeah, it's probably somebody want more money off me, which they're not having.
Right, okay. So we're just going to really, really quickly, because I think this might be a longish episode anyway, really quickly go through some of the thoughts of the gaming community. So I'm just going to quickly read through these and then we'll give our views on it. Now I've got I've written down some of the things that they've said, both parties, and I'm going to go over a few bits of that as well, and we'll talk about that when we're giving our views on it. Okay, so we have sort of got a bit of a, rather than just be straight up opinions and going fire each one of us, I'm going to talk about each thing and then we can go through what our thoughts are on it. But first we'll go through the community. So Simon MWUK says it's utterly pathetic. The concern for SI that is successful. I think he means I'm concerned for it and hope that SI are successful. Then other clubs may follow. Not sure what might happen after that. So it's not really very well worded. So I think what he's saying is that his concerns for SI and that it's not successful. Otherwise, other clubs might follow and then, well, it could be really, really bad for Football Manager. Then we've got Cheech Gaming. If you don't know who he is, it's Cheech FM in disguise. Or not in disguise. Cheech FM was his disguise and now he's changed to Cheech Gaming. That's his real identity. So
I was wondering if he changed his name.
Yeah, and his badge. He's remodeled.
I've just noticed it. I'm looking at the Discord and it's like, oh, yeah. Yeah. Sorry, Cheech.
Cheechy babies changed his name.
Exclusivity was with me, and now it's not. So he's written, absolute joke, to be honest. The names of all the clubs have been in the game for years now. All of a sudden, they take exception to it. Piss off. It's a bad PR move as well, as not many people, even Man United fans, and that's a fact, will have much sympathy for it. Terrible decision. Zilla Blitz, he's put a couple in, so I'm going to go through his as well. He's got a few good points. I mean, I get their point. You don't want anyone using your intellectual property, and you set legal precedent if you allow it to happen. So yeah, obviously, if they don't fight it, then everyone's just going to think, oh well, we can just go and do it. Do you know what I mean? If you allow it to happen, but the money this involves isn't enough to buy Paul Pogba's big toe. It's a cup of coffee to Man United. Just work it out with SI in a win-win. So I do want to mention there, working out with SI would be a good thing, right? Because, and I kind of think that that might be partly what they want, that what they'll end up doing, because we've got the Arsenal thingy, haven't we, with Football Manager. They've got an Arsenal edition, haven't they?
Yeah, I've seen they got different team editions. They've done, I think it was either last year or this year, or maybe both, but I've definitely seen team editions.
Yeah, so I don't know why they don't just do something like that. And then he's written, at first I was all amped up about it, and it happened with Juventus, and really it mostly hurts Manchester Reds. Their name gone from the game. SI will probably lose a tiny, tiny fraction of sales, but more people will dislike Man United. I highly doubt they'll have any luck stopping mods. Donut Donny said, total madness. They've been going, they'll be going the same way as Juventus, I guess. Manchester Reds, if they win the case, then would Liverpool, Chelsea and others follow them? Stephen Scott says, basically one report I read was they don't want to use the name. They don't want them to use the name. Then they say they feel it is harming the brand if the right logo isn't being used alongside the name. This is an extension to the issues that caused some websites to remove downloaded badges. Daz or FM Heathen, there are many times I've felt my chest swell with pride as a Man United. Oops, sorry.
Don't sue us.
Actually, I didn't say it. I didn't say the full name.
No, you said
so,
Man United, not the full.
Yeah, that's true.
But I won't try. I try not to do that again. As a fan, let's just say this most definitely isn't one of them. And also, when was the last time, Daz? Just saying. Hashtag. Neil Fletcher, it won't go anywhere. Can't see that they have a case. It's been happening for 28 years and their own staff use the database in the game for scouting purposes. Ollie even plays it. Might not be there much longer anyway, so just saying.
And then the only way he'll be able to manage them is through Football Manager, ironically.
Maybe that's why he's doing it. He's getting put all his eggs in the Football Manager basket. GYRFM has just simply put Lancashire Zebras with a clap hands.
Lancashire Zebra.
And finally, we've got Dave LFC. I can't imagine he'd be biased in any way, shape or form. It's just Manchester Reds trying to make some extra money to pay for their leaking roof, crumbling stadium, shite team and dying club. See, told you.
That's a totally unbiased opinion. Yeah. What are you talking about?
Yeah. I don't know what the LFC stands for, by all accounts, but yeah.
Loser roof, is... you know?
Oh, don't get him started. He'll start on your club next. So thank you so much, guys, for your thoughts, community. As always, you're awesome. So let's go through a few things that have been mentioned in the lawsuit. So I've gone through a couple of the papers that have said stuff. Not actually the papers, because it's the 21st century. I've gone online and looked at them. But, you know, I've picked a few bits out, right? So the Manchester Red people have said extensively throughout the game the logo and the name has been used. Is it extensively throughout the game unless you're Man United?
Hang on, they're saying it what? They're saying that the name
is... They're saying that it's basically the name and logo is basically used extensively throughout the game. Now, if you're not Manchester Reds...
Is the game as in Football Manager?
No, the game as in Football Manager, sorry, yeah.
Well, like I said on Twitter, right, extensively is a bit of a stretch, as I've never seen Man United win anything in my games. So the fact they say they're everywhere is a bit of a stretch.
But that's what I'm saying.
The logo is not in the game unless it's added by the player.
Well, yeah, but they are arguing that the logo is recognisable. But we'll get to that in a bit. But their argument is that the logo and the name is used extensively throughout the game. Unless you're actually Manchester Red. See, this is the annoying thing. People know who... And this that's another thing I'll get to in a bit about the name. But they're saying it's used extensively throughout the game, and unless you're actually Manchester Reds, you're not actually going to see that much of them, are you?
Or if you're a club in the Premier League.
Well, mate, even then, it's not going to be extensively, is it? You'll play them twice a season.
Yeah, but you'll get news reports and blah, blah, blah. But
but you'll still turn them off. In all fairness, you can turn them off. You can subscribe to the news reports and that, can't you?
Oh, yeah, but most people probably won't. You know, like if you're that team over by the Merseyside, the whatever colour it is, that red team who haven't won anything.
Merseyside Reds.
Merseyside Reds, you know, who don't know what a league championship looks like.
They're pretty much champions elect this season.
Elect.
Don't you guys know it's our year this year? I've been saying that for the last 30 years, all right?
And the year you get closer to it.
And I'm still saying it's our year.
Yeah. So anyway, my argument is that it's not really used extensively throughout the game. And that's it's used more extensively, again, like you said, if you're playing a game in the Premier League. But if you're playing in any other league in the world, they're barely ever going to get mentioned.
Yep. I mean, and look, well, I don't know what the numbers are. I haven't added it to the upcoming censors. But, you know, how many players play Football Manager in the lower leagues? Probably more than people who play or start new games out in the top leagues.
Exactly. So to say it's extensive is...
You're going
to
hear diddly squat.
Yeah, it's a joke. So the next thing they've said, it infringes its trademark over its logo by not using the official crest in-game. Instead, replacing the club crest in-game with a simplified red and white striped logo. And they added, it deprives the registered proprietor of its right to have the club crest licensed. Now they're saying, well, you've got our name, you should be using the logo next to it.
Yeah, it's kind of like screwed if you do and screwed if you don't, really.
Yeah. So there is another part to that where is it? So the SI did reply to that, and they said the simplified club logos used in the game are one, and I didn't know this is quite interesting, one of 14 generic logo templates that are randomly chosen by the game engine each time a new game is started. And it clearly indicates the use of the Manchester Reds logo is not licensed by the claimant. So the logo that they use in the game, the generic logo, isn't actually set to the Manchester Reds team. It's actually, it could, every time you load the game up, it could be one of 14 different logos. So
that's good to know. Sure.
And that's interesting. I didn't know that.
But I find it ironic, though, that the claim comes back saying, right, you shouldn't be using our logo, but then if you are using our logo, it should be with the right name. But then you can't use our right name because you shouldn't be using our right name.
Well, that's what they're saying. They're basically saying you should be using it together because it's a world recognized brand. But to do that, you have to pay us money.
Yeah, pretty much, isn't it?
That's basically what they're saying.
And because you're not using it together, we want more money.
Yeah. So obviously, as it's already been stated by, you know, and we all know as well, that it's been used since 1992, which is 28 years without complaint by the claimant. That's what SI have come back and said. 28 years, nearly 30 years. That's the same. That's how long the Premier League has been going.
Pretty much.
Well, 1992 was the first Premier League year, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So since 1992, without complaint by Manchester Reds, that they've said they've been using it, and now all of a sudden,
now they decide to go, ha, wait a minute, we need the money.
Yeah, fuck the Glaziers. They're just money hungry. That's all they're after is cash.
Everyone is. If you look at the the TV rights are having to be paid back by the Premier League clubs, aren't they? Did you see that?
No, we don't.
So obviously, with coronavirus, the games have been cancelled and all that, and things have been happening. And you know, even if the TV, even if the season does restart, they're going to share the games out through all the channels. So every game, apparently, from what I read, is going to be available to watch, every single Premier League game. Now, what they're saying is, even though if they do that, because of the way it's all happened, that the Sky, BT Sport and all them guys have actually lost money anyway. So they're having to pay back a proportion of the TV rights money that they've got. I think it was around 15 million per club.
Yeah, which, I mean, makes sense, because if they're paying for something and then they're being told, oh, well, hang on, it's going to be free TV.
They get it in advance, don't they?
Yeah, so it's kind of, I get that aspect of it.
I completely get that as well. And also with the losses of, you know, the fact that, you know, they've not had any money coming in through gate receipts and all that, I think they're just looking for a way to find a bit of money back.
Mm.
And this is obviously the way they've done it. Like, you don't just go 28 years without with being, you know, fine with it, and then...
Well, this is it, isn't it? And I think my personal opinion on it is pretty much exactly what we just said, right? They've waited 28 years to turn around to go, oh, we've suddenly known that... I mean, they've known that their name has been in the game for years. I mean, to think that they are that naive to think that, oh, it's only now they've realised. I mean, to think they've probably had their managers, their players have even had copies
I've
of the game.
I've seen videos of Jesse Lingard on Forex playing it.
I've seen videos of Solskjaer playing the game.
Yeah.
There's a video out there in a documentary for Football Manager released years ago.
There is.
A good section of Solskjaer playing Football Manager.
Exactly. Yeah, so to be naive enough.
There's no way they can say, oh, we didn't know. It's like,
And in my personal opinion, you cannot go back 28 years and go, oh, well, now we've got a problem.
Yeah.
Because we've just noticed it now. Because you should have had a problem 28 years ago when this whole thing started.
I'm no lawyer, and I've just brought up a valid reason in the fact that you're losing money at the minute, Manchester Reds. So is that maybe why you're doing it?
I think, right, it helps both people. It helps SI and it helps the club because you gain an extra exposure from the game. I think you're going to have players who play Football Manager, not just in the UK, but around the world, who will become fans of clubs because of Football Manager. And I'm one of them. I've become a fan of a club that's in Finland and Holland because I've managed them in Football Manager. And I'm pretty sure, don't get me wrong, I know that that team is a massive worldwide club. So I don't think they're going to be exposed through Football Manager. But I can bet you anything that there's going to be people out there playing Football Manager that's become fans of Man Red, we'll call them, because of playing that game. So, like I say, from a personal perspective, I think it's absolutely horrendous.
Yeah, well, that brings me on to the next thing. Like you said, about the size of the club, it's not... I get that Football Manager is probably not going to grow their massive fan base, because let's face it, United have got a big fan base. But I feel like it's not bad for them, because... You know, it's just not. It's not bad for him. It's not. It is free exposure, like you said. And it brings me on to my next point. I've got one here, and again, it's from their own solicitor. They're basically saying that money made by clubs from licensing their names and logos is very significant, and the products and services that are licensed by the claimant benefit from an association with the club's winning culture. May I add, when was that?
Culture.
they've actually put, and I've actually underlined it four times, winning culture, right? That's a long time ago. In fact, I don't even think the board that are in charge of them now are even the same board.
They had good years. They had some really good, still winning years until Fergie left. And then it's just been, when he left and his strength of character and basically being the man, him and, I can't remember the other fella who, who Woodward's trying to take over now, you know, trying to replace David Gill, I think his name is.
Oh, yeah.
When they left at the same time, it just showed all the holes and cracks for the club, really, and it was downward slopes since then. So, yeah, the board that's pretty much in place, well, the ownership that's pretty much in place, is just a crock of shite and has had anything to do with any success. It's just been basically off who they had at the time when they took over.
Yeah, exactly. So the fact they can claim that, you know, it... And I get that, obviously, I don't know if it is right, but what they're trying to say, I think, is that SI are actually...
trying to profit off me.
Profiting off, success. Yeah, off yeah, of Manchester Reds' success, yeah. So...
Hope you got that beep button radio.
Yeah. Right, so the next thing is what we're all here to listen for, right? So what they're saying is that supplying mods and patches, essentially downloadable files containing replica trademarks, which consumers then incorporate into the game. Sega and Sports Interactive encouraged the use of patches supplied by third parties, I've put never in brackets, by promoting the various providers in various ways, and of course, directly benefiting from it by avoiding the need to take any license and enjoying increased sales of their game.
I don't think that having the logo in the game has increased sales of Football Manager.
No, I don't.
I also don't. I know that they don't promote mods or packs.
No,
or
and they stay well away from it as well. They don't.
Exactly right. They won't associate with a YouTuber or a Twitch streamer who uses custom content, logos, or kit packs, or face packs.
Yeah. So that's, you know, that's straight away a load of rubbish.
Yeah, and I mean, what that argument, I'm glad you brought it up about the trademark, you know, the logos and stuff, because I was looking at that as well. I mean, that argument is just, it's like blowing in the wind.
Yeah.
You know, it's absolutely ridiculous, because SI have never encouraged you to use custom content packs. I mean, it's probably even in the T&Cs or somewhere like that, you know?
It probably is, yeah.
I would say they've actively not told people to use packs and things, because as we were saying, they've never associated themselves with a, like say, YouTuber, Twitch streamer, partner, whatever, that have used these packs, because they know if they did, they'd be in issues.
Yeah, so, not once have I seen Miles go, oh, go over to sort it out SI or FM Scout and download your packs or anything. Like I've never ever heard that, and I don't know
I don't even think they have a section on their official forums to get things like this.
I mean, what the only things I could be thinking of, I can think of the way that the, what they're saying is that they're supporting, you know, creators, and would be the events, you know, where they have the creators at their headquarters and stuff like that. That's the only thing that I can think. But they've never taken anyone who's, you know, making things.
Yeah, I don't, like, sorry, you were going to say, I think you were going to say, I don't recall ever seeing any of those competitions they have, like you mentioned, using any logos or packs. It's just
a base game.
The default game content. It's those randomized little badges. It's, you know, lots of players who have no faces. It's clubs with, it's never ever logos or kits or any of that stuff that's not in the default game. And to say that, oh, the use of logos or official logos increases the sales of a game, that's utter rubbish, because to do all that stuff, you need the game in the first place.
Yep.
Yeah.
So you've already bought the game, and half the time it's not as simple. I mean, you know, to then fish around on wherever you have to fish around these days to try and get those things isn't an easy job.
Well, you
it's
can't get the logos anymore.
It's not encouraged by SI.
I'm lucky because I've got the logos from the beginning of the year before all this kicked off. So I've got the logo packs from there. But, like, I can't see next year. I can't see them being available. I can't see anyone getting them. You can't download them anymore anywhere.
No.
Well, we already had the hoo-ha earlier on, what?
That's what I'm saying.
Too long
Man United started that as well.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, and just kind of going off a tangent here with that Juventus thing that's been mentioned. My understanding of the Juventus issue is complete. It's completely different from what this is, because Juventus have a partnership with, is it the people who make PES?
Yeah, PES. Yeah, Konami. Yeah. I think. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's a licensing issue with. Obviously, it's a. It's like a licensing issue because they're in partnership with PES.
Yeah, because Juventus have never.
So they can't be
Juventus
used,
didn't say.
They can't be using FIFA. They can't be using Football Manager as Juventus.
Yeah,
you know,
but they didn't
just
say
different,
they didn't say last year before all this happened, did they? They didn't turn around and say, right, well, you know, we don't want you calling us Juventus. We don't want you using our badge. They're literally doing it because someone else has them rights.
Mm. Yeah,
like
exactly.
No one owns the rights to Man United. I mean, obviously Man United own the rights, just like Juventus own the rights to Juventus. But no one actually owns no other computer game owns exclusive rights to the Man United. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. So exactly. I mean,
it is different. I mean, and people have also brought up the, you know, as we're off on that little bit of a tangent, people have also brought up the whole Liverpool thing. You know, they were trying to trademark the city,
the name
Liverpool.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that's a bit silly on Liverpool Football Club, to be honest with you.
It is,
trying
considering
to trademark the name of a city.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you know, it's, yeah, I think, to be honest, yeah, I mean,
I think it was a non-starter, wasn't it, really? You can't.
Well, firstly, you can't do it. Secondly, they if Liverpool did that, then AFC Liverpool would have to change their name.
Yep.
City of Liverpool would have to change their name.
City of Liverpool, all
yeah.
those. Yep.
There's a lot of teams in, you know, in there that would have to change their name. You can't own the rights to that's like, you know, owning the rights to the name England. You can't do it.
Yeah.
It's not your country. Like, well, you live there, but you know, you don't own it.
Yeah, it's because it's not synopsis with the club, is it? It's a wider name that's used, like say for the city, the universities, the train stations. You know, it's a lot of other stuff. You know, yeah. Liverpool, the name is not, you don't think of, I mean, most people would, I guess, think of the football club, but you can't trademark something that's not synopsis with that.
Well, that was their argument. Their argument was that if you think of Liverpool, one of the first things that come into your head is not Liverbirds, or it's the football club, because of the success they've had over the years. Yeah, so that's
the Beatles or the club.
Or the Beatles, yeah. But I mean, yeah, you can't, yeah. But that's a name, so you can. I mean, I guess they're trademarked the Beatles, because you can actually. It's not Beatles as in the Bug Beatles, is it? It's written a certain way.
When you think of Liverpool, you think of either the Beatles, depending what or you think of the football club.
It depends on where you are. You know what you're into. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? If you ask around the people on the street, there's someone else.
I mean, you can't trademark London.
No, and this is the thing, right? So someone said about they can't trademark the city. And then someone else brought up a good point, actually, and this is the worrying part, that they could actually trademark the abbreviation, which I believe is used in the game.
What's that, LFC?
No, and we're going back to Manchester. Oh, Man U. So yeah, the MANUTD. That's actually an abbreviation, and they could probably do that.
Which I would say is not, that's acceptable, because that's not a name.
Well, they've done it, to be honest. It's stupid business, isn't it?
Exactly.
That's what I mean. It comes down to common sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, but I think one of the things you'd do is try and trademark anything associated, realistic, like nicknames or things that you can with your club on a business sense.
Yeah. But I mean, they can still
do that, but not enforce it, because you can use common sense. And and not be.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if they actually have trademarked that, because I don't think it's something that they've come up with. I think that's more to do with newspapers and like when you have the scores on the top of the TV back in the day.
Yeah, it's an abbreviation, isn't it?
Yeah. So I don't even know if they've actually come up with that.
I don't think you could necessarily trademark an abbreviation. That's like you said, technically not something you've actually created yourself or come up with.
So there's a couple of other final bits I wanted to go through, and these are all SI's points now. So we've gone through a couple of SI's points, but these are the last bits now. So they're saying preventing them using the name Manchester Reds, put in place whatever you like, would amount to an unreasonable restraint on the right to freedom of expression. They've said copies of the game have also been sent to a number of officials and players at the club for a number of years, and there has been a number of positive press comments and tweets about the game by them. And finally, Manchester Reds staff working in data analytics and scouting teams have contacted SI on various occasions for access to the Football Manager database for scouting and research purposes. So that, to me, that... If they're basically getting in contact with Football Manager and saying, can we use your database for scouting? Right now, that to me, that means they're saving money, or SI are saving them money by, stopping them having... Like, if they go on the game, and I know Everton use the database as well. There's a few clubs that use the actual database because they're pretty spot on. So if they hear about a player and they look at it on the database, the Football Manager database, they see him and they go, he looks all right. We'll send a scout. If he's crap on there, then they wouldn't send a scout, which is going to save them money, isn't it?
Well, they're trying to have their cake and eat it there, aren't they? They're trying to say, oh, we'll use your database, and I'm sure there's probably compensation packages, whatever, done in the background.
But if they've been doing that for a few years, even if it's only for a few years, the amount of players, the amount of scouts they would have sent out to players who wouldn't have been any good would have cost them more than they're going to get from Sports Interactive for suing them now. So they've probably saved more money.
They're just trying to have their cake and eat it. Yeah. They're trying to say, oh, well, we'll use your database, but, oh, you can't use our logo, though. It's like, exactly. Well, what? Huh? it doesn't make sense, does it?
That's all take and no give. Yeah. There's a saying, give
well,
and take.
Well, that's what they should do. Sports Interactive should just go, all right, if this gets thrown out of court now and Manchester Reds lose, I think Sports Interactive should go, do you know what? We're going to charge you for our database now.
I wouldn't be surprised if they don't already.
Well, yeah, they probably do, to be fair. But still, they're using it, aren't they?
Probably, it would be peanuts. It wouldn't be a lot.
It wouldn't be as much as, yeah, they'd spend on sending players to different countries.
I mean,
to be
honest, what they'd have to do is buy a copy of Football Manager for how many pounds it is there over there. What, £40? £30? And they have access to the database.
Yeah.
You know, realistically, it would only take 30 quid.
Maybe they have just sent it to them for
free. Being United, being money hungry, and that's all it is. They can try and put it under the protection, you know, make it look like they're protecting their business interests and doing all this. But it's clear as day that what it is. It's a money grab.
Yeah.
By the owners.
So before we move on.
As a Man United fan, as someone who has been one since day dot, since they can remember, we're talking 40 odd years here. It's absolutely disgusting that a club, my club, are doing this. And I know it's not the players, it's not the team. You know, it's those.
Oh, it's the officials.
It's the owners, really?
Yeah.
You know, and it's disgusting. And my fear is, and I think I did tweet this out, is, and it's been mentioned and touched on, if Man United win this, right, who else is next in the line to do the same thing?
Yeah, I saw
it's
you that.
Very
it's going to start,
scary
yeah.
precedence if Man United win this one, because you could be seeing us go back to the 1980s, the 1990s, where made-up names were inserted into computer games.
Yeah.
Yep, 100%.
You know, and if Manchester United, the biggest club in the world and one of the biggest money-wise in terms of their pulling power and blah, 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 win this, who's stopping Barcelona? Who's stopping Munich? Who's stopping Madrid, Liverpool, and all the other teams? Nobody.
Oh, yeah, they'll all want their share.
It's like you say, sets the precedent, then, doesn't it?
Yeah,
it
and
sets
it's a
the
dangerous
standard.
One.
So before we move on, right, what I want to do is I want our opinions on whether it's going to stick or not. Let's try and give a positive outlook to the community, because I personally. I don't think they've got a leg to stand on.
I think they'll win, and I'll tell you why I think they'll win. I don't want them to win. I'll make that point clear. I don't want them to win, but I think they will. And the reason why, this is where I put my sort of business hat on you, is that the whole reason they're going for this, we've already discussed, is money. That's what they're going for. And the directors at the top, they don't care about the fans. They don't care about the club. It's a business to them.
Yeah.
And the reason why they're doing this is they've seen that their logo and their names in the game, whether it be legit or not, which obviously we know it's through, you know, it's not legitimately in the game. Now, they're seeing the likes of the Arsenal FM games where I believe, though, that Arsenal would have been paid to have their own sort of version of the game. And they're thinking, well, hang on a minute. You know, if they're getting money and we're not, and our name's in the game, why aren't we getting that revenue stream? So that's the business direction they're going with. I mean, the fact they've waited 28 years is absolutely ridiculous. And like I say, my personal opinion is it's ridiculously stupid.
Would they be paid, though? I don't know whether they would.
Oh, 100%. I mean, think about it.
For the Arsenal thing, they would have been a paid licensing agreement, surely.
Exactly, yeah. Because
so
that's the reason
why
there's a game out there for
it. Why wouldn't they have just done it with everyone, then?
Because, you know, they've chosen not to have a Manchester United version of the game, right? So they're not being paid by SI for that, right? Now, they see it, or they've heard, or however they found out, that people are getting their badge in the game, getting their name in the game. And they're thinking, well, hang on, where's our money for this? Mm. And that's how they're thinking. And like I say, with these guys at the top, they're not football fans, I don't think. They are business people. And their job is to run a business and make as much money as they can. And, you know, it's not my personal opinion. I want them to lose. I think it's ridiculous. But I think from a legal perspective, they have a case, which personally I disagree with wholeheartedly.
But how can they say that they can't use the name? They don't use the badge.
But then obviously people are getting the badge in the game, which is why they bring up the fact that people are modding and third party.
All they'll do is SI will stand up and go, well, we'll just take away the editor then.
They probably will.
Yeah,
they
exactly. So that's not necessarily a victory for Man United. That's just a kick in the bollocks for the FMers.
But, 100%.
Like, yeah, I don't. Main, that's what I mean. I don't think Man United will get any money for it. Like, I don't think they'll get what they want from it, because there's no basis. Like, they've got, they're not. SI are not they're not encouraging the use of the badges. They're not they're using a name that's, you know, valid wise, you know, it is their name, but it's not owned by them.
Well, put it this way, no one will win out of this scenario. No
and
one
that's
wins.
Fine. I think that's a good scenario that
goes. But what just, I also mean is yeah. that everybody loses. Like, Man United lose because they're not going to get what they think out of it.
Yeah.
SI are going to lose because it's bad press. And we, the players, are going to lose because they're probably going to have to change the game to reflect.
See, I think Man United will get worse press than SI.
Oh, they've already got worse press. But like I say, these people don't care. It's just about revenue streams and protecting the brand. That's their main thought. They're not thinking of,
they're winning brand.
Think. Yeah. They're winning brand, apparently. But everybody loses from the situation.
Yeah.
And I can't see a scenario where the people who play the game, which is obviously the one we're getting the most feedback from, win out of this situation. I can't see it happening.
No.
Yeah. I agree.
And the downside is like Parker mentioned earlier, is that, you know, the majority of the people who put the mods and that into the game are lower league managers. Where Manchester Reds wouldn't necessarily even come up in the game. So, you know, if they decided, right, okay, well, you know, we'll do our part, we'll take the editor away, then there's going to be no more lower league managing. You're going to go as low as Vanarama, North or South.
But yeah, when it goes to a legal court, they're not going to look at the perspective of, well, lower managers use it more. They'll look at it from a perspective of, well, Man United do have the chance to pop up in your save. They do have the chance to have their logo up here. Don't get me wrong. You could have a league save where you just manage in South America, where you don't even load Europe up. But it'll still be that tagline of, well, they could potentially show up, to which case then that's going to be their case.
Yeah.
Which is why I think, like I say, I think something will happen. Genuinely, I think something will come off it.
Well, hopefully, hopefully they'll just put a lock on the logos or something, but then someone's always going to find a way around it, aren't they?
Right, someone will lose, and I think as players of this game, I think we are not going to win. Yeah, 100%. I think it's going to be the end of editing files. I think it's going to be the end of custom logo packs.
Already the end of that. Like I said, you can't find them anywhere now.
I think they'll just lock the files up so you can't even do it. I hope it doesn't go down the route of the editor. I really hope it doesn't.
Well, it'll have to, because using the editor, you can change all that.
Exactly. They might have to lock certain files.
Maybe they'll, hopefully, there's a way they can still do the editor, but remove that function.
Well, there will be, but then if you've got the editor, you can still, someone will find a way
around it. So the editor doesn't allow for any logos to go in.
Yeah.
Like, it's just not a format that the editor will accept.
Oh, yeah.
I just hope there's a compromise, but I can't see us, the players, getting anything positive out of this.
Yeah. The players are the ones who are going to lose out of this regardless of what the decision is, I think.
Yep.
Okay. Because if SI win, they're going to take measures to make sure it doesn't happen again.
Yep.
Okay. And that's probably the way I wanted to give the community a bit of hope.
Oh, yeah. I mean, but I want them. Like, I'm like Swan. God damn it. I hope SI win.
Yeah. Because I don't think SI need. I don't think they want to win. They just want to go. They just want to say, "You're wrong," and we're going to carry on making the game how we make it. It's not really a win for SI, really, because all they want to do is just go back to when this wasn't an issue.
The thing is, this day
they're not actually pushing for anything, are they? They're just saying, "No, it's not our fault. We're doing all we can, and it's not us putting these."
Sadly, the legal world doesn't work like that.
Yeah.
And also, you've got to wonder, what's the determination here of the ownership? These guys in Menu doing the decision-making here? Because let's just compare it. How much monetary resources does Manchester United have at their at their disposal compared to SI or Sega, whoever owned them? Probably a ton more.
Aren't they in the worst debt they've ever been in?
Yeah. Keep going and going at them in any single avenue that they can possibly find.
Aren't they in like the worst debt they've ever been in?
Doesn't matter. They've still got money though.
I think they'll still out resource SI and say,
They understood dead on to finance their thing, you know, ownership of the club, but the club itself pulls in billions of dollars a year. It's, I mean, I'm like Swan. I personally hope SI win, but I think regardless, it's going to be a lose-lose situation regardless of whatever happens. And I don't know. I guess it's hard to judge. I know my fear is the precedent that this may be if United win.
Yep.
And that is the fear I have, because it will be the end of, I think it could, I don't want to say it like this, but it could be the end to Football Manager as we know it.
Yeah. I guess we'll have to wait and see. So,
don't mean to be a Debbie Downer, but yeah, no.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, let's cheer up a little bit. Let's have the quiz. Scores are currently at 8-6-4. It's as close as it's ever been, I think, isn't it? 8-6-4. So we've got Swan leading the pack.
Guilty.
Me two behind, and then Parker two behind me. So with Swan doing the quiz, that means someone's going to be catching up.
Well, I've already given Parker the answer, so we'll wait and see what happens.
Well, then if he doesn't win...
translate the Welsh into...
Oh, yeah, he's got to translate the Welsh first, yeah.
Exactly. Okay. Your rules are... Right, so I got 8 questions for you guys, multiple choice, and then I'll let you guys jump in, whoever wants to give the first answer. That's cool with me. So they make
both
mostly...
answering or just...
Yeah, you can both answer. That's okay, fine. And like cool. I say, I won't give anybody precedent. You just jump in whenever you want to answer. But I'll give you both the opportunity to answer the question. So we've got 8 questions, a few tiebreakers as well, and the theme's generally around sort of Premier League records from pretty much end or start of the Premier League right up until current day. So we've got a bit of a range of questions here, and some of them are a bit strange questions, not the usual, but we'll go ahead with it. So my first question for you guys is... In the Premier League, Blackburn won the league in the 94-95 season. But where did they finish the following season? So the three options I've got for you are third place, seventh place, or tenth place.
I'm going to go seventh.
Parker, what do you want to give as an answer?
10.
You go for 10th? Correct answer was they finished in seventh place.
I knew it was quite a drop, so I knew it weren't third, but I could have said tenth. I didn't know for sure. I went for the middle.
So Dan gets the point on that one. Question two. Who is the Premier League's all-time assist maker? Ooh. So we've got Ryan Giggs.
I was getting ready for my answer then.
Thierry Henry or Steven Gerrard?
Henry.
Has to be Gerrard.
Sorry, now I want to change. I'm going to say Giggs. I meant to say Giggs, but I blew it to the Henry.
I'll take your answer as Giggs, that's fine. Can
I reckon
plays?
Gerrard. It's got to be Gerrard.
You going for Gerrard?
Yeah.
The correct answer is Ryan Giggs. Which I was quite surprised myself. I thought Gerrard would have had the highest, but no, Ryan Giggs.
Yeah, but I look at it as Ryan Giggs, but also he was like in the Premier League for 200 years.
Yeah, exactly. He was in it for quite a while, longer than
Gerrard,
I would say.
That's a valid point, actually, yeah.
So question three. Which of these players have never scored a Premier League hat-trick? Andrew Johnson of Everton Crystal Palace, Demba Ba, or Darren Huckabee?
Two Newcastle players there.
I'm going to go Huckabee.
Yeah, I'm going to go Huckabee as well.
The correct answer was Andrew Johnson.
Was it?
Never scored
a hat-trick.
As soon as you said his name,
I was like, he's definitely scored a hat-trick.
Yeah, it was like one of those too obvious to not be the answer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can picture his face and everything. I remember him clearly.
Yeah, never scored a Premier League hat-trick.
Crazy. Okay. So you still made these questions up?
Of course not. I'm legitimate, me, as you all know. So question four, who is the scorer of the fastest ever Premier League goal? We've got Mark Viduka, Asmir Begovic, or Ledley King?
King.
Um, Begovic is a goalkeeper, isn't he? Viduka?
The correct answer was Ledley King.
Yes.
So it's 2-1 to Parkira.
So you had a goalkeeper, a defender and a striker, and I went for the striker, obviously.
Yep. So question number 5. 3 players share the record for the most goals in a 38-game season. Cristiano Ronaldo, Luis Suarez, and who else? Now, I'm not going to give you options on this one, because they are quite obvious. But if you don't get it, I'll give you 2 options.
Say again.
Yeah. 3 players share the record for the most goals in a 38-game season. Cristiano Ronaldo, Luis Suarez, and who else?
Alan Shearer?
Did I hear Shearer for both?
I said Shearer. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, I did.
And that is the correct answer.
Yeah, it's got to be. It's like, huh?
I was going to say, I didn't want to give you options because it would have been a bit too obvious, but
yeah,
that is the correct answer. So a point for both of you.
Well, it comes straight into my head and I was just like, actually, do I want to say that?
I was the same. It's like, is it one of those that you think it's got to be him, but it's somehow not?
Yeah.
So question number 6. Who holds the unfortunate record for most Premier League own goals? We've got Jamie Carragher, Sylvain Distan, or Richard Dunn?
Richard Dunn.
I'm going to go... Oh, Carragher. I think it's wrong though.
The correct answer is Richard Dunn.
I know that for a fact as well. Like my favourite quiz question ever. I've got that on like 3 quizzes. Not like pub quizzes. Because my brother's a Man City fan, isn't he? And he used to play for Man City.
So 2 questions to go. We are tied at 3-3. So question number 7. Only one player has scored 4 goals as a substitute in the history of the Premier League. Who is it?
Ole Gunnar Solskjaer.
Yeah, I think it was him, actually.
It was Ole Gunnar Solskjaer.
Yeah.
Quite an easy one again. So we got 4-4. Going into the final question. I do have tiebreakers as well.
I'll probably lose the final question.
So this one's a bit of a curveball.
Oh, crap.
So this is World Cup. So I thought the last question, we'd mix it up a bit. So England hold the record for the most World Cup penalty shootout defeats with 3.
Ouch.
But who holds this record with them? So the 3 options.
Someone else is equally as bad as penalties.
Colombia, Germany, or Italy?
I'm going to go Italy.
I was thinking Italy as well. I don't think...
Oh, hang on.
I don't want to lose. I was thinking Italy as well, but now I sort of want to go... I'm going to go Colombia just to... I think it is Italy, though.
So you're going to go Colombia?
Yeah.
The correct answer is Italy.
Yeah, I thought it was.
So, the score's on the doors. Parkera had 5 correct answers. Kylex Plays had 4. So your winner is Parkera.
8-6-5 now. You're lucky I've got that thing. I've said in the last 3 things, I always go the opposite one.
So your luck was due to run out.
I didn't want to go into extra time if we didn't need to, and so I was like, right, I'll go Colombia.
But I was sure
it was Italy as well.
I was almost going to go Germany though, because I thought, shit, how many? Because Germany
never lose penalties, do they? Because they normally beat us.
I think they've lost a couple in the finals, haven't they?
I don't know. They normally beat us, don't they, Germany?
Oh yeah, they always
have lost in the semis and finals, but. Yeah,
that's what that... England versus Germany. It's like, oh well, we're gone. Penalties, we're out.
Okay, another loss, another day, another dollar. They say. Okay, so yeah, it's 8-6-5 now. You got that written down?
I've written it in your book.
I've written it in my book.
Make sure you keep the book safe.
I've got it in my diary, my actual diary. Okay, guys. So thank you so much for listening. Hope it hasn't been too much of a downer for you. Hope we've been able to open your mind to what's actually happening with the case at the minute. And that's all we've got time for today. Let's talk about where we can find us. So Super Swan.
So yeah, you can find me on YouTube, Super Swan, Twitter at Super Swan YT. Stream on Twitch every Saturday with twitch.tv/super_swan. And yeah, I'm in the Discord Super Swan as well. So again, like Parker said earlier, if you want to get involved in discussion, get involved in Discord.
Yep, it will be certainly a big topic in Discord. And Parkera, where can we find you?
Parkera in the Discord, Parkera Games on the U of Tube, Twitter, and also in Instagram.
Did that not be the Tube of You?
Well, that's called YouTube, isn't it?
Yeah, but it goes better than Tube of You.
And yeah, get involved, join the Discord, get involved in the discussion regarding the Manchester United SI issue.
And also, is it the U of Tube or the Tube of You?
Exactly.
Moving on.
It's up to you.
You can find me on Kylex Plays everywhere, like literally everywhere, like just anywhere. Anywhere, whatever website you go on, go on any website in the world. Type in Kylex Plays and there I'll be.
I'm going to Pornhub.
Yeah,
I'll wait for that.
Actually, wait a sec. Don't do that. Like, how many people
screwed
have been
over
me
again?
In, yeah, how many people have been searching me on Pornhub now? I'm gonna put my best FM moments on Pornhub. So if you've enjoyed this, make sure you leave a rating and a review, 5 stars or more. Otherwise, it doesn't count. Isn't that right?
It's got to be 5 stars. Got to be
5 stars always.
Anything lower than 5 defaults to 5. So make sure you give us a 5.
Keep saying, right? It doesn't count unless you do 5.
Yeah. So 5 is basically the lowest and the highest. So 5 stars rating and give us a review as well, because we do want to know what you think of the show and maybe how we can improve it. Trolls not welcome. And yeah, that's about all we've got time for. So it is goodbye from me. It's goodbye from Swan.
Have a good one, guys.
And goodbye from Parker, who can do it himself this week.
Kia kaha.
There we go.
Good efforts last week, guys, from that too, by the way.
We'll always try and get in there somewhere.
Yeah. We always remember and use the podcast, mate.